Morgans, AM, your pre-market briefing.
US markets rallied as investors shifted their gaze from geopolitical tensions to corporate earnings and stock-specific news. Dow rallying 213 points or 0.9%. That was despite General Electric down 1.2% after Goldman Sachs warned of a downgrade from the company ahead of their quarterly numbers this Friday. Broader S&P 500 rose 22 points or 0.6%. All 11 primary sectors gaining ground and lifting the index back into positive territory for the year to date. Tech-centric NASDAQ gaining 50 points or 0.7%. On the corporate earnings front, Netflix reported after the markets closed, stock jumping over 6% after posting better than expected first quarter profit and subscriber growth numbers. Indeed, it marked the company's strongest start to a year since going public approximately 16 years ago. Elsewhere, Bank of America rose 0.4% after topping consensus profit and revenue expectations. Looking ahead to tonight, Goldman Sachs, IBM and Johnson & Johnson are the major companies slated to release earnings. And just a reminder that according to data from FactSet, earnings for companies in the S&P 500 are expected to grow 17.3% in the first quarter, while sales are expected to grow 10%. For both, such rates would represent the best or the fastest pace of growth since the first quarter of 2011. Just on the US economic data front, retail sales jumped at better than expected 0.6% in March. Consensus expectations were for a gain of just 0.4%. Europe's main markets drifted lower, not helped by some poor leads from Asian bourses yesterday, where we saw the Shanghai Composite down about 1.5%, and a similar move downwards for the Hang Seng. That left Germany's DAX down 0.4% and the CAC inching down just 0.04%. London's FTSE was down 0.9%. Advertising heavyweight WPP was down 6.5% following the resignation of their long-term chief executive officer, Martin Sorrell, amid allegations of personal misconduct. Also further strengthened pound sterling, not helping the equity market there overnight. Pound sterling up about 0.7%, and traders turning their attention to the key UK labour data tonight. Base metals were stronger on the LME. Aluminium up 5%, resuming its climb and touching a fresh six-year high. As traders expected more companies to declare force majeure in the wake of US sanctions on Russia's Rusal. Elsewhere, copper was up 1.2% to about $3.135 a pound. Nickel up 2.8%, zinc up 0.6%. Benchmark spot iron ore contract down about $1.03 or 1.6% to $63.93 a metric tonne in very thin trading. Just note that, as mentioned yesterday, traders are looking ahead to some key China data due for release today around midday Eastern Standard Time, including first quarter GDP, industrial production, retail sales and fixed urban investment data for March. Gold futures added about $2.80 to $1,350.70 an ounce. Oil markets handing back some of the strong gains of last week as the concerns around a potential retaliation from Russia following the weekend's airstrikes against Syria faded for now. WTI shedding $1.17 to $66.22 a barrel. Brent down $1.16 to $71.42 a barrel. US yield curve continued to flatten. 10-year Treasury yields edging 0.6 of a basis point higher to 2.834%, while the 2-year note added 0.9 of a basis point to 2.377, the highest level since August 2008. Just on the VIX fear index, just note it fell 5% overnight to around 16.56%. That's the lowest close we've seen since the 16th of March. And the Aussie dollar's firmer, eyeing that China trade data, as I said, and also the release of the Reserve Bank of Australia's meeting minutes from their March monetary policy meeting. Global unit buying 77.83 US cents.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.